Folks, welcome back to the MBC Network, the BizWare channel, iHealth, channel. I mean, the name iHealth Radio, you name it. Radio host Hurricane H, just another day, but a super show. It's a topic that, again, yet another topic that we need to pay attention to. It's a topic that is important to our lives. It's a topic that we ignore sometimes and get, literally in the wind. And kind of, this is an area we lack in general, and we can do a lot more in it. Now, of course, as always, I'm being a little suspenseful. That's because my topic is powerful. It is about personal development and transformation. And my guest today is someone who's an emerging female voice, and that this is what she does. And she's talking about things. She wrote a book about this, particular topic. And really, it is a powerful book, and it's a powerful discussion that we're gonna have today with my guest, Axa Yox. Axa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for hosting me. And it's so nice to have the name for the show, Hurricane, especially every time when you speak about the wind that has to direct you the right way to do that final change and the shift that we all need. And we have to admit that we all need from time to time to have the right wind and to have to be in the center of the hurricane. Because what the hurricane does, sometimes it completely kind of ruins everything which was not right before. And then you have the chance to rebuild yourself back and to do it in the beneficial way. Let's do it.
Well, I love that. That's a good angle you just had there. I mean, I didn't think about it that way, but you're right. I mean, a lot of things get restarted after a hurricane, right? And in a better place. Now, hopefully we don't get hurricanes. I know you're in the Sunshine State, and so hurricanes is part of your season. I just have to be a different type of hurricane that we gotta, kind of help people and guide them here in this conversation with you and your expertise. Well, so let's hit it. First things first. I mean, Axa, you have a lot to offer. I mean, you have tremendous background. You're in science, you've inventions. I mean, you let's talk about a little bit just about you, just to get our audience closer to who you are, because the work you do is phenomenal. And a lot of people are like, well, how did she get into this? So let's just answer that question for them.
I like the link between being a scientist and completely transforming the life and also linking it to comfort zone, because I was so comfortable in science. I achieved a lot. Like, I was very successful. I did 12 inventions. I was nominated as a person of extraordinary ability. I won the first prize, and I felt very safe, because I knew everything what to do. And then somehow, because I had 12 inventions, I decided that I'm ready for the real life. So I transformed and I started my own company, and I failed miserably. And when I say I failed miserably, I hit the rock bottom. And then I was like, okay, let's immerse and then let's try to see what's possible to be done. So I was going like up and down, until one point I realized that immersing is not always the best to do. Sometimes when you hit the rock bottom, you have to learn the lesson why you are going down. Because unless you learn the lesson and shift it, you are going down again. And at a certain point, you might decide to give up. So what I learned while I going through the hardship, sometimes it's not about being comfortable to be uncomfortable, but to make your so-called comfort zone so uncomfortable that you will flip seeing your comfort zone as uncomfortable, and then you will never question, do I want to stay there? Because that's the only way to succeed in life. You have to flip and see. Because when we call the zone where we are unhappy, unhealthy, and unfulfilled to be a comfort zone, what is the signal that we send to our brain? That we are comfortable to be unhappy, unhealthy, and unfulfilled. That's the reason that our brain, which biologically is wired to the need to keep us safe, will sabotage us. Because you already started that, you associated being doing a not progressing to be comfortable for you. So that's the flip that you have to make. This is what holds you back. Because unless What do you assign under the word comfort? If being unhappy is comfortable for you, why would you even quit your comfort zone? Why would you step out of your comfort zone, which reads and gives the command to your brain that that's fine with you? So that's what we need to change today.
Well, there's quite a bit there. I mean, well, first of all, you know, congratulations, all the work and the successes that you've had. And, you know, and that's something that's important for people that are watching and listening. You know, a lot of people are successful in multiple areas in the world, right? And different, you know, industries and types of work and, you know, in personal life and so on and so forth. And sometimes that level of success creates that comfort. I mean, you're just cool. You're doing your thing. It's a routine. You know everything about what you need to know. You're an expert in your world, and voila, you're like, you're good. You're just going with the motions. You know, it's like, it's very easy to do that, right? And some people even have not even gotten to the level of achievement, but yet they're just comfortable the way they are. They wake up in the morning, they have a routine, they go home, you know, they work, whatever, they come back. Weekend is up, the GIF, they do their stuff, they're happy. But then they realize it's just a kind of just like a little spinning wheel. They're just running the same circle over and over. Nothing is changing. You know, they're still in the same spot. I mean, it's like, you know, the definition of insanity is doing, you know, the same thing, expect a different outcome, right? Well, it's exactly what a lot of us do. We just do that. I mean, we get comfy enough that it's life. But there is a reason why we get comfortable. Again, it's just, it becomes a routine. Things that we're, you know, comfortable with, literally, and things that we do without effort. I mean, it's like, you know, some people can maybe say, well, Hurricane, we do have an effort. We work hard. No, I mean, yes, you do that. But the idea is that it becomes second nature for us, right? It's memory, you know, muscle memory concept. You just do it and that's it. And whether it's family, work, just the basic stuff. And I think the majority of us fall into that trap. And then in your case, for example, when you said, I had all the success in my world and I've achieved everything and I did it. And you know what? I can relate to that because I spent 30 years in the insurance space and yeah, I did well in that world that I was in. And you know what? Yeah, it feels like nothing. You wake up in the morning, it's just another. I mean, you don't even have to think, you know, like people ask you questions, you know your stuff, right? So it's quick stuff. But it is only when something happens that kind of drops you to, like, you know, to the reality of life that, hey, don't get cocky about, you know, the routine. Don't get about this stuff. You know, don't the world will throw you some real, you know, blindside, you know, punches left and right and that you're not going to expect. That's the thing. We get so caught up that is cool. I mean, again, talking about hurricane, right, as an example, you know, it's beautiful Florida, it's a sunshine state until we have a hurricane, and then things are not anymore peaceful. You know, now we have to make a lot of adjustments. People move, you gotta evacuate, you know, sometimes people lose their belongings, sometimes, God forbid, you know, life tragedy happens, you know. So it's a big, you know, shift. But everyone that's watching and listening, you cannot expect life to be easy peasy and it's just going to go peachy all along. There is never going to be, you come in and you're going to go and everything's going to be smooth. There is no such thing. I mean, even the sea is beautiful to look at, right? You watch the ocean. Oh, it's gorgeous. I love to cruise. And it's nothing better than when you cruise and the water is like a mirror. When it starts getting rough, you know, like, oh my God, what got me to this ship, right? Well, that's exactly life. You know, we are in a ship running into this vast ocean and you never know when you're going to hit that nice little storm and boom, the winds change and they could be devastating and how to deal with it. And I think that's the thing that we're not prepared, you know, for. And I think your work is addressing that. And it is, you know, changing, really. You have to change everything, the culture, your practices, your routine, your way of thinking, your mindset. And again, what takes to do that is a lot. And one of the biggest things I think that we are potentially failing at as people is we don't, you and I, we had this brief discussion about, we think about everything else around us except us. So let's talk about that element, because how important is that? I mean, like, you know, really to look here versus to look at everything else, because everything that's happening around us is still going to happen. And unless we do some work here, we're not going to be vibing well. It's like you're going to sink in this major ocean here and storm. So let's talk about that.
I like when you compare it with the ocean, that you go on the ocean and you are fine as long as it's not rough and there are not waves and you are not crushing. But that's exactly what 90% of people do. They live the surface life. because deeper in the ocean you go, the deeper life meaning you see. Because inside the ocean is not the water, it's not only the wind and the waves. There is a huge life inside the ocean. Animals, plants, microbiome, the water, the minerals. And it, the same is in our life. So if you want to live the surface life, then you go to work. You are certain with the work, whether it's stressing you out, you come home, whatever the situation is at home, whether you are single or you are in the relationship, then you start to distract yourself, because if your day is stressful, you need to distract. And you start to fill your day with the variety of emotions. But here is the secret that I discovered while I was going through the hardship. Because normally we think that if you distract yourself with the different occasions, like the events, the social media is huge at the moment. So you do different things. If you go to the different events, it's a different thing. It's the same thing, which is masked with the different faces, but behind is the same, not benefiting event. So once you change seeing the events with the different faces, even if you met different people, it's the same thing. So when you flip and you start to adjust your biochemistry to the fixed variety, that's when the secret and the transformation happens. Why? Because you start to adjust to particular emotion, which is, by the way, beneficial for you. Let's say, what stops us mostly? So the fear of failure, right? The emotion of the fear. But if you keep that emotion inside of you and you just, you are fearful that you will fail, you will not move forward. And the secret and the key is to adjust your perception of the fear. But you have to do it gradually. So if you just dive into the ocean without any safety net, without being prepared or equipped, you will die. That's what the failure is. It's not literally to die, but that's what's happening when we fail, because we were not prepared. But there is a very nice saying which says, fail fast. Through my life, I learned that it's not very correct saying, because people take the words the way that they want. I fail fast and I want to be back in my comfort zone. So failing fast has to be meaningful. It's not fail fast, learn the lesson, and then see what's possible to be done. First of all, you need to understand what needs to be done first. And failing fast, it means if something doesn't work, that's what the saying fail fast means. So if you need to adjust, or if something is not beneficial for you, stop it. Fail fast, it stops something which is not beneficial for you. Move for something else, not fail fast, like check what doesn't work. This can be also, by the way, very beneficial when you check what doesn't work. But fail fast means stop. If it doesn't work, stop. And then adjust, see what is. If you want to live the surface life, you go on the ocean and you hope that there are no waves, it's not rough, and you will survive. If you want to have deeper emotions and to feel the life as it is, then you change. But for that, you need to have the skills. You cannot dive in the ocean if you don't have the skills. You cannot dive in the ocean if you don't have the equipment. So step by step, once you raise your tolerance to the fear and you adjust how you see not beneficial events which happens around you as the same event, and behind is it's not, I'm not succeeding, I'm not doing any progress, it's different, it still fills your tank. That's the key. When you change your biochemistry, you live fulfilled life. And I will spell the word, it actually doesn't exist. So it's not fulfilled with F-U-L-L filled life, it's F-O-O-L fulfilled life. So you cheat on yourself that you are living fulfilled life while you are living completely surface life. And once you see the difference, where the benefit for you? What do you want from this life? If you want to live the surface life, it's fine, but admit and live that. If you want to have the deeper, really fulfilling relationship, as Tony Robbins always says, the key to progress is to change your standards. By changing your standards, it's when it's exactly with the ocean, whether you live on the surface, whether you live 1 meter below, or you experience the entire picture of what the life has to offer you. And it's on every single person to decide, what do you want in life? If you want to have all the emotions, then you need to equip yourself and then go for the sailing. And another thing is, when, let's say, we have all these habits which are coming, and you mentioned it perfectly, we don't think. By we don't think is when we live most of our time in our subconscious, the limbic brain, which is very popular to say that we live in our subconscious, which is controlled by our biochemistry for the decades. So unless you bring that awareness to your cortex, which is the conscious brain, you will continue living in your subconscious, which is 80% of the time. And it, the main function of the limbic brain is to keep you alive, safe, period. The subconscious brain doesn't have any function created from the nature to make you feel happy. Why? Because in our body, we have different biomolecules which are produced. For the easier consumption, they just generalize and they say biochemistry and hormones. But the difference is the hormones are synthesized by our endocrine glands, which are controlled by the nature. No human being in the world can control how the hormones produce. Yet, at the same time, our brain produces neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters change your life because they are produced as the assessment of the feeling that you have. This is where the key of the transformation is. And also to keep in mind, once you have the habit which triggers this emotion inside of you, and you start this, your body starts the production of the neurotransmitters, you cannot decide, okay, I don't want to feel that emotion. I'm fed, like, it's enough. Stop it. Your body still produce the biomolecules. So your body will go for a particular period to be affected. Just as one example. So there are two hormones for the fear and flight, like the stress hormones. It's adrenaline, it's cortisol. So adrenaline, our body synthesizes as a first reaction to when there is a stress, like you have to decide whether it's dangerous or it's just only something happened, I need to pay the attention, or there is a threatening situation and you have to really get out of there. So that's why the body created that coping mechanism to protect us. But then as a stronger stress release, when we go to the chronic stress, our body starts to produce cortisol because it has to save you and it has to shift your metabolism to the level to preserve the energy. So the effect of adrenaline, which goes for 15 minutes up to 45 or 1 hour, the effect of cortisol can last for 4 hours. So that's the difference. So if you are in the stress for, let's say, particular of the period of the time, your body already is shifted with the biochemistry. And when you have the emotion, you cannot stop and decide, oh, I don't want to feel that. No, your body already is affected. So imagine that you have the habit to have the negative emotion and your body synthesizes. How more intensive has to be the positive habit, not only to balance your negative, but also to take over. So if you have the habit which was formed for decades, it's negative emotions, and your body keeps synthesizing. So this, let's say, call it a pool, it's already full. So to create the habit which will replace the negative, you don't only have to make it so intensive and consistently to balance your negative, but this you have to feed more. Once, and the secret, when I realized, I was like, oh my goodness, that's why people procrastinate. It's not only to feed and to create the positive habit, it's to eliminate the negative as well. Because once you have this one, you have to put so much efforts over again to keep this not only balanced, but to flourish. But once you start to eliminate this one, you spend less and less energy to create a new habit. That's the key. Once you figure this out, everything shifts.
You're talking about almost reprogramming, how you've lived, right? So that's a total reprogramming class. But I love how by the way, your background is awesome because you can break this down into the intricate science piece, which you just did. And you're right. Like, see, a lot of it is for us is normal people that might not have a deep understanding of science and how the chemistry of the body works and things like that. We're just thinking this is who we are, this is our nature. We grew up in this environment. We know what we know and we're cool, right? So that's it. And as you said, your body is already, subconsciously doing the hypnosis thing, and it's just like you're doing your routine. And it is a fact. I mean, I've had shows about hypnosis. We all have it. We all are hypnotized to a degree to certain things. And you do, and I, it's just normal process for us. We don't even think about it. I always give reference to the Matrix, the movie. And really, in reality, when you come out to the reality of things, the world is not what it is. And so, as you said, if you've lived a whole life of whatever it is, you're so comfortable, so used to it. Like, and especially as you said, if it's a negative world that you live in a mindset set, you're not going to be able to overcome that quickly because your body is going to react to it over and over. And as you said, until you consciously start building those neural, fires, where you have a lot of excitement and you start like really being aware and really like, in control now. You're not now going on cruise control. You're going on a life pilot concept where you actually ride in, the whole plane here and the whole body, right? The avatar is not on cruise control. You're actually now in control. Now it becomes a whole different thing. So you have to make decisions. And again, as you said, I mean, people are afraid, because that's the thing. What does that mean for me? If I do all the shift, I'm going to lose this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. It's a difficult task. And especially when you start thinking about failure, as you said, I love what you said about failure. Now, see, I personally don't believe in failure as the word, because failure to me is part of success. It's one and the other. I mean, they attach to each other, right? Failure is just basically almost the attribute to your status, to your status. Like, what am I doing? It's like your check mark. Like, how am I doing? Am I doing good? Am I not doing good? It's like your a test, like flight test, right? When you're doing stuff, like you check your engines and everything. Like, this is not working, so I'm gonna have to do something. Maybe you do your little diagnosis, right? So that's what your failure is. You diagnose, your status at any given point. And I love what you said. Fail fast. If it's not really what it is, okay, so it means we have to tweak here, tweak there, and we make some moves and we change things again and you adapt. And that's really so really, but I think people are taking it so hard about like, oh my God. And remember, we have these sayings all around us, no pain, no gain, right? We have no risk, no reward. We know these words. Most of us will probably have stated these words in our lives at a certain point. But yet they're bigger and deeper concepts. And the fact is, that's real life. Like, yeah, if you got to take some bold moves, And you got to see what's up. You got to test the waters. Now, you don't know how the water is unless you test it, right? Now, you got to feel something, and you feel like this is me, this is not me, whatever, and you move. Now, the question is, are you prepared? But all these are conscious decisions. So when you're talking about like we are in the zone, we're just in the comfort piece, and we've been in decades, programmed basically to do certain, XYZ steps and things in our lives, and all of a sudden we're shifting the whole thing. I mean, just a good example in our life today, you mentioned social media is a new thing. We're adapting
Yes.
to it, but we're missing it up a lot. I mean, I have to say, there's a lot of stuff that's coming positive from social media, but a lot of stuff that is also negative in social media. Emotions are being, triggered, people are, getting compulsive, people are getting literally addicted. There's all kind of stuff that goes negative, but we have also the positive. It's how you look at things. But then another thing right now, we have AI. Right? AI is the big next big thing, and it's happening. It's real. We can't run away from it. No matter how we do, it is part of our new life. But many people are still maybe not adjusted to it, or maybe against it, or maybe like fearing it, because fear of the unknown is the biggest, problem that we have. Like, because that's what it is, the unknown. What's the outcome? And we have all these questions, what's going to happen to me, my finances? And not, of course, we're not saying people just go blind and just drop. As you said, you have to have the equipment. You can't just go and dive without preparing yourself. And that's where personal development is. It's really like, I want to make moves. All right. So how do I get there? And you mentioned Tony Robbins. I love Jim Rohn. His work is awesome
Okay.
stuff. Yeah. And he's always about person. Like, you have to change your skills. You have to change within. You got to build you. Once you build you, the rest is history. Everything else can happen, but you got to transform this, in terms of how you think and so on and so forth. So personal development is the key. And once you establish that, now again, the problem is some people say, well, I'm fully developed. I'm good. See, again, people always have to find an excuse why everything is working. And, again, the other saying, like, well, if it's not broken, there's nothing to fix, right? We don't have to fix it. Well, there is not broken doesn't mean it's not improved. That doesn't mean we cannot improve on things and innovate and get bigger and better, right? I mean, if we had that same concept, we wouldn't be talking you and I right now across this, screen, because we wouldn't have the technology, because people will have like, yeah, we're good. We don't have to communicate. Let's send some pigeons or,
And also, I failed so many times.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Trials. I mean, most of the successes in this world have not done it overnight. I mean, again, I literally had this sentence just in a different show recently. When is the last person that claimed that they had a success overnight? I don't know of that person. Maybe, and I did challenge this. If someone did, please come on and tell us how you did it, because we'd love to
Yes.
actually have that formula, the key,
Well,
click,
me too.
go.
Please. Yes. Just click and
If you
unless
have that
it's
rule, yeah.
already, join something which was working. You just over a night, you joined it and then you decided that it worked. No, it's impossible. And the failure is actually the key is how do you define the failure? If trying and it didn't work, that's the failure for you, or not trying? Because for me, not trying is the failure. Staying where you are is failing. But trying and it didn't work. Okay, I learned the lesson. I continue. If something doesn't work, really doesn't work, because just simply diving into blindly and deciding, okay, it's fine to fail, it's not the right thing as well. You have to realize that see the bigger picture. That do you benefit? Does your bigger picture benefit from you failing? If it doesn't benefit, stop failing. It's not so. Everything is the conception and the misconception, because people try to adjust. It would be the same. Like you, every person loves the ice cream. One person loves the classic ice cream. One person loves the melted ice cream, the vanilla, the different flavors. But we never specify when we say the chocolate ice cream. We always say ice cream. Every person has the link and the association, and they immediately go there. And they assume that what you speak about is what they have as the experience. No, that's not true. I speak general. I speak from my experience. I cannot speak from your experience. So when I say failure, my failure is so different from your failure. That's why I might not be fearful, because I had different experience and different temper, and I was in different life situations compared to what you went through. You might consider simply, I woke up in the morning, my coffee machine didn't work, I failed. And you fill your complete day with that negative emotion, I started failing. Versus the other person, they lost everything in life. There are so many people, they lost children, and they still find that inner fire and the drive to help somebody else. So it's the perception that every person has. My words and the way that you understand them might be very different. But the life offers everything. And the same is when you enter the supermarket, you don't buy everything. AI is the supermarket. And you can enter the supermarket and buy the things which are beneficial for you. You can enter the supermarket, buy the things which are, let's call it, neutral or harming. AI is the same. You may use AI for the benefits, for neutral, or for the harm. The same is the social media. If not social media, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't even meet on the social media. But we can go for the social media, check the funny videos only, completely fail with the progress, but we still use the same social media. So is the perception and what you have behind, how you see, what is your bigger picture? What is your bigger picture? If to stay on the surface and enjoy the calm ocean, that's fine. But you have to know what is your next step. So that's the life that you want to live. If you want different life, that's where you need the mentor or people, people of accountability bodies who would help you. They will show you their path, because no one went my path. So I am the only person to tell what I felt and how I overcame. You have your personal story. I can never share your personal story. If you want calm ocean, that's what you have to do. You want deeper life, you need to go to the next level. Unless you have that skills, you will not survive. Don't do that.
Well, thank you. And again, you're talking about concepts that are easy to absorb technically, but yet they're escaping, right? Sometimes, right? And you're right. Everything is a double-edged sword, right? You can use everything. Science can be used good and bad. I mean, we've seen it in, you know, creating great things and creating bad things, devastating things. We've seen, movies that can be very well great, you know, stuff for our mind and really destructive. You said it, social media. We're giving positive, you know, reinforcement and education and enlightenment. Meanwhile, someone can just be doing nonsense and then they probably have better views or whatever. I mean, because the world that we live in is funny, right? So but you know what I mean, right? So the concept is, it's what we want in life, right? And how we seek it. But here's, again, awareness is, I think, the bigger factor, because, like, do I want something and how bad do I want it? Do I want to actually even entertain it? Do I want to open my brains to things? Because I think you're talking about fear, but really the biggest fear that I see is that people don't want to know. I'd rather not know. You know, like, the ignorance is a bliss. You know, people want to live in that world of, like, because knowing comes with a price. Knowing means, you know, and that's right. I mean, once you know, you can't unknow it. It's real. Now you got to face the music and you got to do something about it. And that means I have to do more work. You know, it's like you get to someone that is usually type in a few words and you come and say, like, oh, I need you to do this project. I've never done that before. Now I got to do this. Well, yeah, that's part of the other, you know, like in a job description, say other duties as assigned. Well, now, like, what are that wasn't my job. No, it is. You see, the other duties as assigned can be anything else, right? Under the realm. And now I'm giving you something in that realm. So it becomes very challenging. And so people don't want to get into this because that's, you know, and they don't know the outcome of this. Is this going to mean more money for me? Is that going to mean more, you know, headache for me? Is that mean my relationship? By the way, this affects everything, whether personal life, family life, business life, it's the same thing. Now I just want to talk about, you stated something very powerful there about, you know, the, like, you alluded to the environment and things like that and people around us. So influence is a big deal, you know, and so your circles are also big. So what do you say to that? Because, I mean, how important is to select your entourage? Because in a way that also can, if you are surrounded with people that nag in and say bad things and almost validate your negative thoughts, you know, then you're basically stuck in that loop. Or you get someone, you know, that is like, hey, you know, what are you doing? We need to do this. And we do have that saying about, you know, the five people that you surround yourself with will determine who you are kind of concept, right? So let's talk about that as an important factor in transformation.
That's the same with the biochemistry. So the emotions are the base of our every single day. If you start the day and if you go to your five people and they complain all the day, or they speak about, let's say, kind of the addiction, it doesn't matter. Normally, people gather like around some type of the addiction, whether it's food, it's the alcohol, it's tobacco, it's gambling. So if you start your day and if you speak about the topic and you would come and try to introduce the concept of investment or starting the business, people would look at you like, who are you? So you have to either level down or level up, and then you have to quit. Because the topic, what you speak about, that's what's in your brain. That's what ignites your thoughts. If you are surrounded with people who go to the gym and you miss your gym, they will not include you in their inner cycle. And that's very true. Because you drag the group down instead of leveling them up. When you become part of the society or the group where people level each other, you will automatically level yourself up, because you would be like, am I the outstander? I don't want to. And either you have to blend and go back to where you kind of feel comfortable, or you have to step up and say, I don't want to go back. Because now, when I flipped my so-called comfort zone to be so uncomfortable, I don't want to be back there. That's not progressing. It's all about seeing the bigger picture. What is your bigger picture? If your bigger picture to live day by day, then you are fine. And it's fine as well. There are so many people, even I know, they live regular life and they are happy. And it's fine. The nature couldn't create 100% 8 billion of leaders. It's impossible. That's the reason that there are 5%, 10% of leaders and other people who are fine to be led. But once you decide, do I benefit from being with this in this environment? Even if you learn something good and you share, you are the only one who progress, and people around you, they don't want. You would come and say, have you heard this video? Have you heard about this book? Have you read this book? And people would go, first time, no. The second time, no, 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 I'm not interested. And there is no topic. What do you talk about with people who are not reading the books? If I go somewhere and I start to speak, when I'm at the table, I normally would discuss also the topics, how food affects our body, because that's my major, like the physiology and microbiology. And people who are not interested in eating healthy, they would be like, shut up, let us eat. Other people would be, can you tell a little bit more? Because I'm very interested. Or people would be, okay, I've never heard about that. So you will meet every type of the environment. You need to find where you belong. Once you find it, the picture and the colors are so diverse that you don't want to stay behind. That's where you will do whatever it takes to stay at that level. Because once they go somewhere, they discuss the book and you are like an idiot sitting there with no clue what they speak about. What is your next step? You will go and read the book and you will make the habit to read the books. You would even come the next time and say, oh, do you know, I read this book. Last time I saw the post, the content on the LinkedIn, and people were like, make the habit to buy the books. And I commented, no, don't make the habit to buy the books. Make the habit to read the books.
Can buy them and not read them.
Different. That's so different. And not to start the book, to read the book till the end. For that, what do you need? Actually, you would be amazed. If you read 1 hour per day, 1 hour, you will read one book per every 2 weeks. It depends. It depends, obviously. But how many weeks do we have per year? And now count, it's 24. You can read 24 because we have 48 or 52 weeks, I believe. So if you multiply that, how many books? Okay, read only 20 books, but it's 20 books. Now you have different perspective. If we speak about the topic, you know what people speak about. You learn something new. And don't read the same books. If you are in the environment where you are like the bodies to level each other, read different books and bring like the book clubs where they read the books and they share the information or say, oh, that's it doesn't worth your time. So just skip that book. So bring something. What do you bring to the table? What's your legacy? It's too big words to use in this content, but still, what is your, let's say, what is your content that you bring on the table? Do people want to stay around you? And if you touch somebody's life, do you make it better?
Well, Sagar,
go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, well, someone could say, well, I don't want people, some people can say, like, well, I don't want to have an influence of people. I just want to be part of people. But that's in itself the challenge, because we don't live in this planet by ourselves. You are surrounded by, you know, people day in, day out, and you can't change that. Somehow you can't. I mean, unless you're in isolation on a private island just by yourself, it's not going to happen. So you have to interact. So someone can say, well, I like my being unique, being on my own, and I don't want to contribute yet. I'm just being, you know, playing the devil's advocate, because even in this argument, people will still say things. People always have opinions. That's a fact. I mean, it doesn't matter if you put five people in a room and you give them one topic, we'll have five different opinions and debate for hours. And there's a chance we'll have even a fight at the end of this, because we might not even come to an agreement. It's just our nature. I love what you said, something about, you know, the world cannot have all leaders. But I want to just, you know, highlight one thing there, because in essence, you know, we might not be the leaders of the world. We might not be the leaders in a business. But everyone is a leader at a level in their own circle. It doesn't matter who, what are you, like, everybody says, like, you know, I always give the reference of tragedy and like, you know, disasters, for example, right? You know, there's always people that highlight themselves over the others in terms of saving or being heroes and stuff, right? Or doing something that is extraordinary. But in fact, you know, these are common people that in normal days, they wouldn't even be shown or highlighted, right? But something happens and they get triggered. And you also have people that always react to those people in general, right? But the fact is, everybody at any given point can lead and be a leader in their own way. And you don't know that. So yes, I might not be the president of a country or whatever, or I don't, maybe that's not me, but in my own world, I might be leading a small group, an initiative, a project or something. And it doesn't matter, even, you know, in the family matter, right? You know, You're a mother.
Also.
You're leading your family. You're a son. You're leading your friends. Whatever. There's always somebody at any given point in their life that they will actually aspire to be. You know, the ones who are making the decision, right? You see, we're not leaders, but we make decisions all the time. And so, by default, you're leading by making the decisions and executing on it. You're doing it, right? So in a way, that's one way to look at it. So, in essence, we are all about the same, you know, just that aspirations vary. As you said, we have different environments, different, you know, influences. Love what you said about the concept where you're in a group. If you're not really contributing anything to this group, you're going to be completely ignored by the group eventually. And you're not going to have anything positive, and people will eventually look. And that's the thing. Sometimes people are attracted to light stuff. No, I don't want to, you know, get my brains, you know, pride with information that I don't need. I'm cool with my limited information because, again, it comes with a burden. I need to know more. That means I have to do more. But some people have a lot more ambition than others. And that's another thing, right? And by the way, this is not a standard rule because today I may not have ambition. Any given day, things can change for me. Something happens and I have the bulb that goes up and wow, I missed all this time. So again, for people that are watching and listening, this is not a standard rule for everybody. It is yet a standard rule for everybody at the same time. It's contradictory. It's, you know, it's ironic how it sounds. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know. Everybody goes through transformation. And frankly, you know, it's funny. One example that I just wanted to tell you is that if we did not actually take a leap, we will still be crawling as babies because we wouldn't have stand up. I mean, think about it, right? Kids stand up, they fall, they stand up, they fall, they stand up. If imagine we had fear all along and we never actually were able to actually conquer just that first step. You know, imagine us all adults
would
still
never speak.
Oh, we'll never speak, right? You know, that's the thing. Like this is just evolution of how we are as humans. We evolve in things. So we try things, you know, trial by error, whatever, and we do it. And it's successes rather than failures. We just succeed, you know, different levels. You know, what's you know, I'd rather define, for example, failure as just a lower level of success than a higher level of success.
I like that.
I mean, right? It's, again,
I'll take that.
Well, you know, just talking about negative thoughts and positive thoughts, we control those things. You know, it's how we look at things. Cup half full, cup half empty. It's the same cup, same exact amount of water in it. But someone's like, "Oh, that's full." No, that's half empty. You see? So it's again, now that goes into the power of mindset. Like how we see things can make a difference. There's two ways for us to think about things. We can go crazy and gloomy and think the world is that. And by the way, the mind is, as you're talking about conscious and subconscious, the more you feed that beast, the more it's going to take. Whatever you give it, you give
100%, whatever you feed. And I like the failure, the concept of the failure to see as being high achiever. Why? Because when you fail, when you put the bar so high that you miss the target, because if you put the bar too low, you can never miss the target. So it's another conception like that you are a high achiever. That's why you miss the goal. And you are the person to put the bar for the goal. So you can, I don't encourage people to lower, but there are steps that you have to. So when you have the bigger picture, let's say you have the bigger picture, you have to split the bigger picture. This is one of the main keys for the success. Because when you have the tinier, like the rewards, like the ladder with the rewards, you can acknowledge that you are still succeeding. Because if you want to lose, let's say 100 pounds, it's impossible to achieve in 1 week, 1 month, even 6 months could be very challenging. So you cannot say that you failed as long as you are progressing every single day. And even if you didn't lose the weight per day, but you still keep training, keep eating healthy, and every tiny win you count as the win, you still move forward. So don't discourage yourself that you didn't achieve something. Maybe you achieve in between something which changed your mind and you realize, oh, I like this better. because I was in science and I was moving forward with my inventions and all, like I had different bigger picture. My picture completely changed. So don't be scared as well. I was over 40 when I started over from scratch. First of all, you don't start from the scratch. Even if you change completely the topic, you have the experience. And give yourself like the credits for your efforts to do particular things. And for me, what I learned, the main attribute towards moving, like to become not fearless because it's impossible, but fearful and doing it anyway, it's when you start to trust yourself. And I want to mention this very quickly, the word help, because I started to pay attention to this word since already last year. And wherever you go, you see that word help, even for the web pages, right? Help, help, help. Unconsciously, now I will ask you for a favor. Like when you say like, I need help, how do you feel? Like you feel more powerless, right? Compared to when you say, I need assistance. Can you guide me on this topic? I cannot do this because I don't know this. When you have the name for what is the issue, you know how to solve. But once you generalize and use this word help and you didn't get the help, the first comes in your mind that you are helpless. While there was need only for the support, even the meaning behind the support, oh, this person didn't give me the support, I'll go for the next one, assistance. Stop using the word help. I stopped using the word help for 2 years. Now, every time when I ask for anything, assistance, and person doesn't help me, I'm like, I'll ask somebody else. But before, I was like, you feel yourself with that emotions, like people didn't help me, so I'm helpless. Even when you say the word help and assistance, how do you feel? Different, right? So don't teach yourself to be helpless. Ask for the assistance, ask for the support, ask for the guidance. Don't ask for help.
Well, thank you. That's a powerful one, and you know, to your credit, you know, I didn't put that one-on-one together as a concept, but you really highlighted today, and it is powerful because powers of words, right? The power of words is very, very strong stuff, and what words are basically just descriptives to things, actions, right? And really, that's all there is. I mean, again, even success and failure, they're just descriptives of things, and we define them in a particular way so we can almost understand this one is kind of have a negative connotation, the other one's got a positive one. But if we were raised on the flip side, like failure is actually what success looks like and success is actually failure, who would have known? I mean, if you'd say chicken, I mean, it's a true thing. When my kids were young, you know, my son didn't eat fish, so I gave him fish nuggets and told him it was chicken. You know, and so he grew up with like eating nuggets, thinking that they are chicken nuggets, but they were fish nuggets, at least in the first day. So it's really just what the mind, you tell them one thing, and that's really what's happening like in the media and hypnosis. You tell someone something long enough that they start believing that. As a matter of fact, literally this morning, I stumbled on a reel about how, you know, this guy comes in, he's like, you know, there are two circles, one blue, one red. And he's like, these two circles are not equal. You know, can you tell me which one is which? And so, yes. So, and he says, whoever says the red one is bigger, raise your hand. And then whoever says, and when he finished, like they're both at the exact same size. When I told you the idea that they're not equal, automatically people sided with one and the other, yet they're exactly the same, just two different colors. But that's really the power of how we observe things and take it. And you're right. If you keep saying help, 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 you start feeling the idea of, again, it's just the power of words. The more you say things in a certain way, the more you're going to feel a certain way. The more you say things, you know, that are affirmations of success and power and like, you know, I got this and, you know, I will make it happen and so on and so forth. As well as like, oh my God, I can't do it. You know, it can't be done. See, if you say it can't be done, it's already done. You already cannot do it.
It's already
you
know, done.
It's already done, right? If it can't be done, that's it. You decided that it's not going to be done. And that's the thing. That's the difference between people who make a difference and versus not. Now, we are all not very different from each other. These concepts apply to everyone as long as we take them. I mean, it's really the same thing. It's like everybody can drive. If you take behind the wheel and you practice enough, you'll drive. Same thing here. We can change. We can shift. We can change the way we think about things and we can make it happen regardless. But it's just how we do things. I love what you said about, you know, you had a lot of stuff. You had to start it from the ground, but it's really not a ground. It's a different ground. You see, it's like you almost, you know, went lateral because everything you had, it still is with you. And so you basically made a lot. So you had 100% of the world you lived in. You took 90% of that and established it in a new world that you're in right now with a different, platform. That's all you did. That's really what it is. So that's what we say we learn from our failures because you really don't fail. You just learn. See, it's to me, failure is just another way to figure out how not to do it and how to do it better. You know, I mean, it's that fact. That's what it is, right? So you didn't really lose anything. You just gained two things, how not to do it and how to find a better way to do it. And so you actually won, not lost. And so to do it now, some people can argue, says, well, speak for yourself, Hurricane, because, you know, you're not going through my stuff. Folks, as you talked about, you know, you missed, you know, you failed businesses. I have, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. You fail. And again, I don't see them as failure. I see them as opportunities that was missed. I missed a couple of things. I learned what I missed. Now I established them differently and I apply different things because I know what not to do this time around, right? And even at the best level, you're always not going to know it all. And you're going to figure some things and you're going to miss some things and you're going to learn what you missed. So the next opportunity will be better for you. And that's how you look at it. And by the way, it's not always about you. There's plenty of stuff around us we can learn from too. You know, we can learn from other people's experiences. We don't have to always have our own experience to actually take it. You know, so these are the things that we need to do. Now, your book, really, you know, what, can you share the title of the book with it? Because I don't think I mentioned it yet.
It's called Stop Calling It a Comfort Zone. Be Uncomfortable to Be Comfortable to Succeed.
Now, you see, that says it all. I mean, you know, without even reading the book, you know what needs to be done here, folks. You know, it's really the biggest dilemma that I think we live in is just the comfort zone, uncomfortable, being comfortable. And really just, it's almost a paradox, you know, but it's real. It's happening. We all have experienced it to a degree. We all have this you know, reluctancy to make a change. Change is difficult. Yet there's there's everything is by change, not by chance, right? So unless you change, you have no chance of doing anything different. And so change is important to us. Now you've put this book together, it's out there, and you do a course with it? Do you do trainings? How does that work? You know, if someone wants to kind of work with you.
Yeah, I'm doing one-on-one and also I'm starting the course, the coaching. So if people want to reach out, obviously the book is on Amazon. They can reach me on LinkedIn and Facebook. And then we continue from there on. I also prepare, by the way, my talk for the TEDx talk. And the funny story about that is if I wouldn't fail, I wouldn't come to publish the book, to start up to podcast and even to do the TEDx talk. But if I wouldn't be in science, that's kind of when you fail, you have to remember why you failed. Do you want to continue? Does it serve for the bigger picture? Because if you fail, sometimes it's a good sign that you need to stop. That's not very beneficial for you. Ask, does it benefit for the bigger picture? And when you see so that's kind of what I learned from the science, how to put all the pieces together and see what doesn't exist. That's why I have 12 inventions, because I am really very good to analyze. And when I started to see what sees like what people speak about, I was like, okay, those are two things that people, no one speaks about. And I put together, I started to research for 3.5 years. Obviously, it took me quite long because I couldn't answer my own questions. And I was like, no one speaks about that. Let's make a TEDx talk. So you don't really feel unless you decide to stay where you are. That's for me the concept of failing. It's not trying. It's not when you tried and you didn't like you didn't hit the target, which by the way you established on yourself. It's not failing. Guys, just keep going. I was over 40 when I started from nearly scratch. I failed so many times, dramatically, like miserably, and with all the degrees in science and blah, 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 all. My academic part was embarrassed many times. But I decided for myself, I want something else. If you want something else, move towards that something. Don't procrastinate. Life is so beautiful. It has so many colors. It's so worth to feel every possible color and then choose what is right for you. I'm not saying that keep all the colors in your life. But try and see. This is the trial and the failure. When you try and you see, that's not good for me. Try and see what works for you. Try as many colors as it's possible, even for the experience, because life is beautiful.
You know, I'm listening to you. It's amazing because your scientific way, science is all about, you know, different experiments, and experiments are trials. You test. It doesn't work. You test and it doesn't work. You keep testing until it works at a point, you know, and that's all there is. So life is a big scientific, you know, experience and experiment that we all are part of, right? I mean, so we try different things, different ways and stuff. But I love what you said is we set our own goals. And you know what? You're right. Some people set less, you know, smaller goals than larger goals. And actually all of us, we kind of tend to do the short-term goals and long-term goals, and we work towards them. Sometimes we achieve, sometimes not. It's you know, the expression, if you shoot for the stars, you know, right? Well, you shoot for the stars. If you miss, you're going to get the moon, right? So it's still a good distance from here. So you still hit something out there. But if you don't do it, right, you know, like even in I'm in sales in my career, and we always have these things. We set high goals, you know, sometimes that are a little bit over, you know, unattainable, but they're attainable, but you only the few can get there. But when you get the higher stuff, everybody gets closer to the actual goal that you have. So you have your forecast and you have your wanted, you know, like excess, you know, goal, you know, setting. And so what you do is you get everybody closer, if not everybody past the actual true deadline or true goal. And then you have the ones that highlight themselves further. So everybody actually ideas like we all succeeded. There's 100% of the team that hit 100% of the goal. And we have a few of the team that actually hit more than that. And there you go. So you aim for the skies, you aim for the infinite stuff, and you're gonna get more. And but I always say this, you know, if I aim at just my teleprompter right now, that's as far as I can go. But if I aim at that wall behind the teleprompter, I will definitely hit the teleprompter and beyond, right? So and that's really it's 100%, right? So it's how you do it, right? If when the pitcher in baseball, they go for a home run, they're not looking to just get the ball into the front, in the guy across the street. They want it to go all the way to the outside of the stadium, right? But that's really the concept, you know, and that's real life, folks. You know, it's we determine it, we have control. You are in charge. And it doesn't matter. Love what you said. Age is not even a factor. We can start any given point with what we have. I love what you said. You even took the opportunity to take all the stuff that you've known, and you figured out people don't even talk about this stuff. Let's do it and not do it just this time. We're going to TEDx.
Yeah, absolutely. And in life, you have two options. Either you miss the goal or you miss the life. And it's 100% on you to decide. Because when you procrastinate and you are fearful of failing, you need to realize that you fail the life. And I'm not talking about people who are fine with what they have. Absolutely, because if you are happy where you are, then leave it. No need even to change anything. I'm talking about people who are in transition, who are unhappy, and they live miserable life every single day, and they procrastinate because of the fear of failing. And when you sign the contract of life, there are some bullets which you can read in bold. There are some parts which are in very tiny fonts. And there are some parts, as you said, they are not even split in the points. They just all included additional tasks which are not highlighted, so the employer can decide that now it's your responsibility to accomplish them. So life comes as a full contract, and that's on you, how you want to accomplish your contract with all A's above and beyond, and to hit all the tasks and enjoy all the colors that the life has to offer. Or you decide, no, that's all that I want to do, what was highlighted in the bold. Let's say those are all the like the tasks that I want to accomplish, and don't give me anything more. I don't want to go for the promotion, which is to level your life up. So everything is on you. Life continues whether you go along or you stay behind. Either you miss your goal or you miss your life. Choose wisely.
Well, doctor, so I have, there's one thing that I want to just to add to that, is that there is no coincidence in this world, right? Everything's happening according to a master plan. We don't even understand that master plan. But it's amazing that things are happening to each and everyone that's watching and listening around the world, or not even watching at this time, but eventually we'll get to it, or they're not. But this is happening. Everyone has circumstances that happen, and they're happening for a reason, and you don't figure out why they happen until later on. It's like, this is what I was meant to do and where to be at this point. And had it not been for that event or those people or this stunt or the other thing, I wouldn't have made those moves. Everything that happened to you guided you towards what you are doing today. That was a phase, but then this was what was meant today at this point in this time of age and at this particular junction of time. And there's nothing we can do about that. So sometimes the signs are there, and instead of resisting, like, wait a minute, this is happening. There's got to be a reason. Like you said, you're at work. I'm not happy. Well, how long are you not going to be happy at work before you decide to like make a change? You're not happy. There's a reason. There's something going on. So, yes, maybe your boss is really not a good person and they drive you nuts. The job environment, the culture is not okay. But, that's something you can
Or you're
control.
just not doing good job.
That's
Why
right.
it's always somebody?
But you, and I love that, and you're right. It could be just me not doing, but that's another discussion because now it talks about accountability. We, by
Okay.
default, we blame everyone but us. That's just our default. Like it's everyone but us. We're like we're the most innocent character in this play, right? But yet we are the ones who actually, I have to say this. This is how I define this world personally. I mean, through my understanding, my beliefs, and all stuff, is that we are experiencing this world individually through these avatars, and we're basically in this big stage called life, and we all kind of interact with each other, and we have a purpose in this life that means something to everybody around us, and that's all there is. But you are the ghost in this machine. That's your avatar, that's your body that is in this realm, and then you have actionable, and that's all there is. So it starts with us. All the changes coming from here, all the factors are coming in from here. Everything that we attract is coming from here. All the energies are coming from us in terms of how we project and how we get, the energies back and the responses. You don't want people to actually be mad at you or curse at you. You have the control of that. We actually sometimes drive that as humans. We're the ones who generate, the reaction of others. And we always like, oh, this person doesn't like me. Well, how about you? And see, like, earlier when we talked about like the other people in your life, I mean, I had an interview, and we have a podcast on the network right now, Be One, Change One. And it really takes the reverse, system, which by how do you belong in that in the five towards the other person? Like your role is being one of the fives in terms of the influence versus being the influence, by the others. So it's kind of like a concept that sometimes we miss. And that's really it. It starts here, folks. It starts with number one. And we have the controls. We really can make a difference, folks. And, so your work, I mean, is phenomenal. And I love how your book in simpler world, I mean, is really a big concept that we all need to be aware of. We all need to kind of be conscious about and really take action towards. So, and again, not only the book, you also do the work and the help with people. So again, is there a website other than, Facebook and that's it, or people can actually go to
your... Yeah, no, not yet. I'm starting off with the website. So it would be ready within the next month, and then they can reach me through the website. But they can approach the book on Amazon. So if they are interested, and then just write me the message, and then we'll continue from there on.
All right. Well, listen, we've exceeded an hour, but you know what? We can spend another hour easy here. I know you're in sunny Florida. You're probably doing some good stuff today, so I'm not going to hold you any longer. But so any words of wisdom? I know you've covered a lot of wisdom, but anything you want to leave our audiences with before we close?
I believe I will go back a little bit to help point, because that's where people are too stuck. When you give the control in your life to somebody. And this is what I learned through my life as well. When you ask somebody for help, people don't always help you the way that you need to help be helped. So people help you in the zone of their comfort. So it's not that they don't want to help you. It's simply that's what they are comfortable with. So you need to search for people who would do something extra for you, above and beyond, not only from the health perspective, but a bit differently. That's your people. Don't stay where people kind of pretend that they help you. Find your tribe. Because that's when the life changes. Believe me, that's amazing. And they will level you up. Count on yourself and find people who believe in you and who are willing to level you up. And never, ever give up on yourself.
Well, Dr. Axel Yawkes, thank you so much for those words of wisdom and for all the insights in this particular hour. It's really take it to the bank, folks. This is the real stuff. And certainly, if you want more, do seek out, through the Facebook and get the book, learn more tricks and techniques and how to deal with this. I think it's worth it. It's a good investment in our own personal life development and so on, and maybe making the necessary changes to get better and succeed better. Whatever that success means to us.
Yep.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much. And that's it,
Thanks
folks.
For hosting me.
Oh, it's a true honor and a pleasure. And again, I'm going to keep tracking your work because it's phenomenal stuff that you're doing. So thank you. And that's it, folks. We're at the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed this particular episode. So we'll be talking soon. We'll get a new show topic. Have a good night.